Shalom to all. Today's office is Menachos Tzadi Aleph, and we are starting by the sixth line with the words Amar Mar. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sarabas Biakam Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. We just finished quite a long brisa, which was somewhat of an explanation on the Mishnah, detailing how we know the majority of Karbanos need Nesachim and excluding different Karbanos that do not need Nesachim. So we discussed this Amar Mar. The brisa had stated Toy the Binayin. How do we know the Karban Toy the needs Nesachim? So Tamalim the pasuk says Oy Zevach, and the extra word Oy tells about the Toyda. And the question is, Adu Toy the Lav Zevachu? Isn't Karban Toy itself a type of a Zevach? Carbon, and the Braisa had already said that the word Zevach teaches us that other Karbanos need Nesachim, so why do we need a special limud for Taida? And the answer is, it's Shechet Sal Neser, I would have thought, since Karbon Taida has Lechem, Loit by Nesachim, it shouldn't need Nesachim, because the Lechamim of the Taida basically would be the Nesachim, and doesn't need other Nesachim, so Kumash Malon, Oi, teaches us that it also needs Nesachim. Asking Rav Mashlom El Nazir, why is it any different than the Ram of a Nazir, the Igabade Lechem, Ubay Nesachim, that is Lechem with it, and it also needs Nesachim? Why would you think Taida is different? The answer is something that the Chemina would have thought. Hasam shnei minim, hacha arba minim. By an El Nazir, it's only two minim. By Taida, it's four minim. So for sure, wouldn't need a sachem. That's what the half minim would be. Kamash blon. The chiddush is that it's only a sachem. We ask another question. Lichri Chmana lefali neder oben adava v'loy by oila. Why doesn't the pasuk just write lefali neder oben adava and not say anything about a carbon oila? Because lefali neder in adava teaches us that carbonus need a sachem. And the answer is ila, because Rechmana oila. If the pasuk wouldn't have said oila, half a minim, I would have thought vasisem isha lashem klal. That's a generalization. Then the pasuk says, "If I neder open a dava prat," that's specification. Then when the pasuk says, "Lurech nichayach chaz verkalal," that's once again a klal. So what do we have here? Klal pratu klal. Yatadon elkena prat. It will only include things that are like the prat, namely ma prat meforish davar she'ene b'hal chait. Sounds like the prat is something that doesn't come because of a chait, specifically referring to neder or nedava, something that a person promises or he donates, and that's nothing to do with a chait. Av kol she'ene b'hal chait. So to anything that doesn't come because of chait, that would get nesachim with it, and therefore oitzi chatas va'asham she'ene. By an al chait, I'm going to exclude a carbon chatz and asham. They come because of a chait, and they are not going to have nesachim. And avi, I will include bechar umas upasach she'ein by an al chait. They do not come because of chait, and therefore maybe they should require nesachim. And in order to say not like this, Joshua Tamalim, so the pasuk says ayla. That means that which requires nesachim is like an ayla. And hashal same ayla. Now that we have the word ayla, klalu prat ma marbes bay. What's the klalu prat coming to include? Meaning, what do we learn from the klalu prat now? The answer is ma prat mefor she'ein mechayev va'amed. Just like the prat clearly specifies something that one is not mechayv to bring, because that's korban oila. Av kol she'ein mechayv va'amid. So to anything that a person is not mechayv to bring, that would include nesachim, and lahavi, that's further including vlades kadshim, children of kadshim, utumurasen, and something that it was exchanged for, va'ayla habamin ha'maisarois, and oila comes from the maiser, v'asham shenitek l'ri'iyah, and asham is sent out to graze to the pasture, and v'chaz v'acham shenitz v'chul shalai l'shma, and all kabanas of shechet shalai l'shma that are still kosher, but we have to continue bringing them in their proper manner, so all these things need nesachim. We continue discussing the Gemara as fashion the Amrit Oy Ladrasha. Now that you said the word Oy is being used for a drasha, so if I neder Oy Nedava Lomel Lechalkam, why do we have to split the words neder Oy Nedava with this word Oy? What does that teach us? The answer is Ishrech is necessary. It's not like the Chemina would have thought Adamaisi neder U Nedava Loy by Nesachim, that a person wouldn't have to bring Nesachim unless he brings two animals, one that's a neder, one that's a Nedava. Kamash one Lechedish is Daisi neder Lechude Liban Nesachim, Viaisi Nedava Lechude Laisi Nesachim. If he brings a neder by itself, it needs Nesachim, and if he brings a Nedava by itself, it also needs a sachem. That's the word oi is for. Ask the Gemara, honey, Rabbi Yishya. That's good according to Rabbi Yishya. We had his opinion at the end of the brisa yesterday that requires oi to split two different parts of pasuk, such as over here, lefali neder, oi nedava. So that tells us that it's two separate ones, and then we won't have to bring a sachem for each one individually. El Rabbi Yonason, lumbly, but according to Rabbi Yonason, what would we need it for? According to Rabbi Yonason in the brisa, anyway, we view it as two separate things. So what would we need the word oi for? And the answer is, Akhtachemina would have thought, I see ned l'chudei l'bay nesachem, I see nedava l'chudei l'bay nesachem. Never brought a neder or nedava by itself, they would need nesachim. But I see neder u nedava tiski bin nesachim dechad, that if I bring a neder and nedava together, that we would only need one set of nesachim. Kamash man lechidish is that we need two sets of nesachim. We can continue discussing the word oi and all the other times we see it in the pasuk. So oi me adechem lamali, what's the word oi over here doing? And the answer is Satechamina would have thought hanimi lid kamaisi oi lebe neder u shlam bin nedava. They will only need separate nesachim if a person brings an oila as the neder or shlamim as a nedava, inami ipcho, or the opposite, in oila as a nedava or shlam as a neder. Aval hechdu kamaisi oilu ushlam beneder. But if a person brings both an oila and a shlam as a neder, inami alternatively, oilu shlam benedava, both an oila and shlamim as a nedava, shem neder echad, shem nedava achashi. In these situations, they're both the same type of carbon. They're either a neder or they're a nedava, and v'tiskei b'nusachim nechad, so maybe it would be okay to bring saying one set nesachim, kamashman lechidusha is oib ma'adechem. The word oib over here tells us that we have to have two separate sets of nesachim, even though again they're both in nether, they're both in adava. It still needs two separate sets of nesachim. We continue discussing this word. V'chisas ben bakar oila oy zavach lamali. What do we need this word oy over here? And the answer is itzachasil neser. I would have thought hanimili heichodukam ba'isi oilu shlam b'neder inami oilu shlam b'nedava. Then when does a person have to bring two separate sets of nesachim? That's when he's bringing both an oil and shlamim as a neder, oil and shlamim as a nedava. Since it's two separate karbonis, one's an oil and one's a shlamim, so he needs two separate sets of nesachim. But if he brings two karbonis oila, chad b'neder v'chad b'nedava, one is a neder, one is a nedava. Inami. Alternatively, shnei shlamim echem neder v'echem nedava, two shlamim, one that's neder, one that's a nedava. Ema shem shlam achasi shem oil achasi. I might think that since they're both a shlamim and they're both an oila, it's the same thing. V'tiskelim nesachim dechad, and it should be enough to just bring one set of nesachim. Kamash malon the chiddush is that no, we need two sets because one's a neder, one's a nedava. Now we have one more drasha regarding this. When the pasuk says fly neder oy shlamim lamali, what do we need the word oy for? And the answer is hakat lechemina. We would have thought hanimili hechadimasi shtei oilos. This is where he brings two korbanos oila, chad b'neder v'chad b'nedava. One's a neder, one's a nedava. Inami or shnei shlamim, two shlamims, chad b'neder v'chad b'nedava. One's a neder, one's a nedava. Aval hechadikamaisi shtei oilos b'neder u'shtei oilos b'nedava. But a situation where he brings two korbanos oila that are both a neder or both a nedava. Inami. Alternatively, shnei shlamim b'neder u'shnei shlamim b'nedava. If he brings two korbanos shlamim that are both a neder or that are both a nedava, shem oil echadhu v'shem neder echadhu. That over here everything's the same. They're both korbanos oila and they're both a nedarim. So v'tiskei b'nesachim dechad. It should be enough to just have one set of nesachim for the two of them. And once again over here we say kamashmal that no, the pasuk over here tells us that still he would require two sets of nesachim. We'll go back to the original verse from yesterday. The Gemara asked Rabbi Yishia, "Hai min habakar min atzayin lamali." What does he do with the pasuk of min habakar min atzayin? The answer is agadah chamina. I would have thought that hanimili betray mine. Now this is only referring to when we're talking about two separate minim, so we have to have two separate nesachim. Abo chad mina, but if it's the same min, tiskelib nesachim dechad. I might think it's enough to have one set of nesachim. Kamashmal chiddush is that even when it's the same min, it needs two separate sets of nesachim. We continue asking, kachatasu le'echad lamali, what do we need this pasuk for? The answer is agadah chamina. I would have thought hanimili b'zachar zeh. That's only required to bring two separate nesachim when the karbanos are being brought one after another. Avol basachas, but if they're being brought together, tiskelib nesachim dechad. I might think it's enough to just have one set of nesachim, kamash malon, that no, we have to have two sets. Now going back to the Mishnah, which had said, El shechatas shel mitzvah v'ashamay nesachim, that even though generally chatas and asham do not need nesachim, however, the chatas and asham of a mitzvah do need nesachim. Ask the Gemara Manani Mili, how do we know that? And the answer is because Tanur Ban, we have a braisa. The pasuk tells us by a karbanos of mitzvah, ushlash yisroinim soilas mincha. We have to have three yisroinim soilas for carbon mincha. Now, b'mincha b'ayim ma'zevach gos medaber, the pasuk is talking about a mincha that comes along with the carbon nesachim. Now the braisa continues clarifying, ato ayim mincha b'ayim ma'zevach, your sins has to do with a mincha that comes along with a carbon. Maybe this is just a separate mincha by itself. And the answer is that no, Kshem, when the pasuk says, that's clear the pasuk is talking about a mincha that comes with a carbon, because that's how it's being mentioned. Now, I still don't know if this carbon needs nesachim or maybe it doesn't. And so to that, Tamalim, the pasuk says, now, what do we learn from this pasuk? So, oila zu eilas mitzayra. The word oila over here is referring to oila mitzayra. Zavach zu chatas mitzayra. This is talking about the chatas of mitzayra. Oila zavach. What does that teach us? Zu asha mitzayra. This is talking about the asha mitzayra. So this is all three karbanos of mitzayra being referred to in the pasuk. And since the pasuk says v'yayin lenesach, so we see from here that all these karbanos need nesachim. Asking more of a typically trivayim mizavach. Why not learn both of them, meaning chatas and asham, from the word zavach? And we don't need the word oy at all. And how do we know this? Sadi alfam beis on top to armar because it was stated chatas v'asham minayin. How do we know chatas and asham as well? What does that mean as well? So it's referring to what's done with the hair of a nazir. It says in the pasuk that after it's cut off, it has to be thrown underneath the pot that's cooking his shlamim, and that's part of the whole process. So the question this brass says, how do we know that if it was put under the chatos or asham, that's okay? So Tamalim, the pasuk says zavach, and so we see the word zavach means both chatos and asham. So I might say the same thing about this pasuk of mitzayra, and the answer is hanmili hechel tshuvah kiadali ninhu. That's only talking about when both chatos and asham are the same thing; they're similar and they accomplish the same thing, which is by nazir. But in the case where the asham is coming to be machshir and the chatos is coming to be mechaper, which is by a mitzayra, the asham is being machshir him to come into the machina, to come into the camp, and the chatos is coming to be mechaper for him. So in trei kray, that's when you need two different psukim. That's what the word ay is for. We get you asking on this brisa. The pasuk says zavach zu chatos mitzayra. This is referring to chatos mitzayra. Ask Gemara ve'ema zu chatos v'asham nazir. Maybe this is referring to the chatos and asham of a nazir. And the answer is like, don't say that. The tanya, because we have a brisa. The pasuk says minchasav v'niskehem. This is referring to components of a nazir. So by lawsuit with Shlomo Kasim Medaber. This is talking about his island Shlamim. Not our Belasu Shlamim. If you say it's talking about his island Shlamim, maybe it's also talking about his Chatas. So Tamalim, when the Pasuk says, Veso Ail Yase Zevach Shlamim, Umin Chase Viniskoi, so Ail Bechal Haisa. His Ail was really part of a Klal, because we know we have another Pasuk that tells us about the Nesachim and Ail. So Velami Yatsa, why do we have to have a specific Pasuk over here regarding the Ail of a Nazir? Must be Lach Shalov to make a Hekish to it and tell us that Ma Ail Myuchid, Bab Nedrim Dava, just like regular Ail, comes as Nedr and Dava, Avkal Bab Nedrim Dava, so to anything that comes as Nedr and Dava that needs a Sachim, that excludes the Chatz of Ashram and Nazir, that they don't come as Nedr and Dava, and Mimela, they do not have Nesachim with them, so we're not going to be including the Ail of Nazir in this Pasuk requiring Nesachim. The Gemara continues discussing the Braisa. It said, Ayla Zu Ayla Smitsaira, is referring to Ayla Smitsaira, ask the Gemara of Ayla Zu Ayla Siladas, maybe it's referring to the Ayla of Yeledas, a woman who gave birth. She has to bring in Ayla, and so maybe the Pasuk is telling us that that needs Nesachim. Now Rabbi, he answers that no, Ayla Siladas is Misafet Tikra Nafka, the Ayla of Yeledas, a woman who gave birth, that's brought from the end of the Pasuk, the Tanya of a Braisa. Rabbi Nassan says, La Keves, when the Pasuk says this word, Zu Ayla Siladas, that's referring to the Ayla of Yeledas, and then when it says, Ha Echad, Ze Acharasar Shalmais Shkav Shlamim, this is referring to the 11th animal that's brought as a Shlamim, namely when a person is separating Meister Behema, if he makes a mistake and he counts the 11th one as the 10th, so that's brought as a Shlamim, that's going to require Nesachim as well. Shlamim Sinu La Bechala Taira, Shei Bechamim and Iker, because we don't find in the whole Taira that something which is Tafel, which is secondary, is going to be more Chamer than the main one. Bottom line is, Abai is answering that this earlier part of the Pasuk is not being used for Yeledes, because we learned that from the later part of the Pasuk. Now, Rav Amar, he answers differently. What needs three different Ribuyim to teach us about it? Hava Aimer Zumitzaira, that's referring to Mitzaira, because Mitzaira has three different Karbanas, Chatas, Asham, and Ayla, and so that would require three different Ribuyim, and so this Pasuk, which has three Ribuyim, is most likely to be completely talking about a Mitzaira, and not regarding two Karbanas of Mitzaira and one of a Yeledes. We continue discussing Lo'ayil Lamali. Why does the next Pasuk have to say Lo'ayil, telling us that it needs Nesachim? We already know that. This Pasuk elsewhere tells us that a Mincha through a Sren is that as Shemen is brought along with an Ayil. So we know that it needs Nesachim. What do we have to have another Pasuk for? Our Rosh Hashanah answers, L'Rabba is Elish Shel Aroin. This is going to include the Ayil of Aroin, which is brought in Yom Kippur, that also needs a Sachem. Ask the Gemara, Elish Shel Aroin, B'mayadechem Nafka. The Ayil of Aroin, that's learned from the word B'mayadechem, so we already know that needs a Sachem. The answer is that no, Sachem Dechemina would have thought, Hanmili the Tzibur. That's only talking about a carbon Tzibur, Avol de Yachid Loi. But an Ayil being brought by a Yachid, which is Aaron's Ayil, it's a private carbon, I might think it's not included in the Pasuk B'mayadechem. That's why we need this other Pasuk to tell us that it does need a Sachem. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Ma'elz Yeledes, why would it be any different than an Ayil of Yeledes? She needs to bring a private carbon that has Nesachim, so why would the Isle of Aaron be any different? Why does it need a special Pasuk? And the answer is that the Chamina would have thought, enemy lead Davar She'enkavu Leisman. That's referring to something that doesn't have a set time, which is a carbon of Yeledes. It could be brought any time, so that's similar to a Nether or Nedava, which could basically be brought any time. Aval Davar She'enkavu Leisman, but something that has a set time, it has to be brought on Yom Kippur, which is the Isle of Aaron Kayin, Emolayim, I think that doesn't have Nesachim, Kamashmo, that's why we have to have another Pasuk tell us that it does need. We continue discussing, Oy lo Isle Lamali, what's the word Oy for over here? The answer is the Rabbis is a palgas. It's coming to include a palgas that requires a sachim. What's a palgas? So this is an in-between stage between a keves and an ayil. A keves is a lamb, which is the animal within its first 12 months. Now we know that once it's older, once it's 2 years old, it's called an ayil, it's called a ram. What about a palgas when it's 13 months old? It's not a keves, but it's not an ayil. So it has a special name, palgas. That's what it's coming to tell us, that it requires a sachim and is the same sachim as an ayil. Ask the Gemara, so good according to Rabbi Yechim, Amar Bar Yehu, that he holds it, it's its own thing, it's its own creation, if you will, and therefore we have to have a special pasuk that tells us he's a sachem. Then now we have a mishnah that says hikrivai. If a person brought this palgas, maybe all of mischei ayil, he brings the sachem of ayil, the ain ayil loy mizivchai, but it doesn't count as his zevach because the wrong age of the carbon. And Rav Amar Biyachir Birchan says oy lo ayil, the rabbi's the palgas, that the word oy over here includes a palgas that uses the nesachem of a regular ayil. El bar padah, according to bar padah, damer he holds maisi umasni the sveikahu, that he would bring nesachem, but he has to make a tenai because the safek wouldn't know if it's considered an ayil or a keves, is it older or is it younger? So that would depend on what type of nesachim it needs. So according to Rapada, it's a chol bruy sveka. Would we need a special pasuk of oil or ayil to include a safek? The whole thing is a safek, so we don't have a pasuk coming to say that in a safek we're going to bring this. I think Mara says you're right. Vadil bar pada kasha. For sure, according to Rapada, it's a kasha. We continue discussing. We have a pasuk that tells us kache yasal ashar ha'echad oil ayil ha'echad oil aseb k'savim ayba izim. This was done for a shar, for an ayil, or for a set among the kvasim and izim. So we explain this pasuk piece by piece. Lashar ha'echad matam lemer. What's about the teaching us by saying shar ha'echad? The answer is l'fishim atzinu shechilek kaseb in nischei ayil and nischei keves. So you see the pasuk differentiates between the nesachim of a ayil and a keves. Ayil is 2 years old, keves is 1 year old, and there's two different amounts of nesachim. Yachu, you might think nechalik bein nischei par and nischei egel, that there's also difference between the nesachim of a par and eagle. A pyre is a ox or a bull in its second year, and an eagle is within its first year. So you might think there's a difference in those nusachim as well. So the pasuk says lashar ha echad, teaching us when we're dealing with a shar, it's just one. It's all the same nusachim. So we continue asking oil oil matam leimer. Why does the pasuk say oil oil? And the answer is lefisha mitzayin shechilik kaza ben nischa ben shana le nischa ben shtayim. Since you see the difference in nusachim between an oil and a keves, which again is 2 years old and 1 year old, so yachon chag ben nischa ben shtayim le nischa ben shalosh. You might think we should be differentiating between the sachim of an aisle that's two and an aisle that's three. As the Talmud, so the pasuk says, "Oilo aisle ha'echad." That no, when we're dealing with an aisle, when it's already in its second year, it already has the status of an aisle, then it's echad, and it doesn't make a difference if it's 2 years old or 3 years old. It's going to have the same nesachim. We continue discussing oilo sabek savim atam loymar. What do we learn from here? And the answer is l'fishim shim shechilai kaz ben nischei keves l'nischei aisle. Since, as we've already mentioned a bunch of times, that there's a difference in the pasuk between the nesachim of a keves and an aisle, two different ages. So yachal nechalik ben nischei keves l'nischei rechela. You might think there's a difference between the nesachim of a kivsa, which is a female sheep that's within its first year of life, and the nesachim of a rechela, which is a female ram that's called a ewe, and that's in its second year of life. So you might think that they have different amounts of nesachim. Tamalam, so the pasuk says oila sabak savim, and that teaches us that we're dealing with female sheep, that it doesn't make a difference how old they are. We're going to bring the same amount of nesachim. One more discussion regarding this. Oiba izim, the pasuk says matamalam. What's that teaching us? As we have the same discussion. Levishim, since there's a difference between the nesachim of a keves and an aisle, yachal and chag ben nischei gedi le nischei sa'ir. You might think there's also a difference in the nesachim between a gedi and a sa'ir. A gedi is a young goat, a sa'ir is an older goat, and so maybe there should be a difference in these nesachim as well. Talmud, so the pasuk says, oy ba'izim, that no, it's the same exact nesachim. So it turns out the only time we're going to have a difference in nesachim, depending on the age of the animal, is a male sheep and a male ram. That's going to be the difference. But when we're dealing with bulls or female sheep or goats, it's all going to be the same nesachim, and it doesn't make a difference what the age is. And the Gemara concludes, Rabba says, Badaglan Rava tested us. He asks the following question, Tzadi Beis Amar Alpha on top, Nischei Rechela Bekama, how much Nesachim, meaning how much wine is necessary for the Nesachim of a Rechela, a ewe, an older female sheep? And Rashi Masisin, I answered him from a Mishnah, Masechet Shkalim, which discusses when a person comes to Beis Hamikdash and he wants a Nesachim, so he pays a certain amount of money and he receives like a token or a card of sorts, and that signifies what he's eligible for. And what does it say? Gedi Mishamish Nischei Tzayin, that this token that has a Gedi, which is a young goat on it, that's for all nesachim of tzayin, shal gadayim vishal katanim, older and younger, shal zacharim vishal nekevos, male and female, chutz mishal elim, except for male rams. As we see from here, that there's no difference between the nesachim of all types of sheep and rams, except for male rams, and so we see that a female sheep is going to all have the same nesachim. As that was my answer to Rava from the Mishnah, says Rav Papa. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow discussing a different topic, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.